let's chat, of course, about Big Bash. We're not too far away before we get our teeth into the Big Bash season. And we're delighted to hear that the first Indian player has found his way to Australia. He's turned his back on international cricket for India and the IPL. To do so, he wanted to join the Melbourne Renegades. He's always eyed off the Big Bash. He's always been a fan of the Big Bash, and he's been kind enough to join us on Mornings. Unmukh Chand, we appreciate your time. I know you've been in Melbourne for some few days now, but a belated welcome. I hope you're enjoying your stay.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm really loving Melbourne. It's nice and sunny out there, and I'm really enjoying the vibe.
So why the Big Bash? It's a big decision to make, the first Indian player to do so, and I'm sure that wasn't a part of your thought processes, but why did you decide that it was time now to come to Australia and try your hand down here at the BBL?
Well, it's been a few months since I've shifted my base to the USA, and hopefully in the next few years when I get eligible to play for the US national team, that's the next step. But yes, one of the major reasons I also, left BCCI was the fact that I could play the leagues like Big Bash. And obviously, Big Bash is a pretty well-known league around the world and, one of the best leagues, you can say. And always wanted to, be a part of it, play good cricket with some great players from around the world. And I've always enjoyed playing in Australia. So, looking forward to the season.
You talk about there are the restrictions that the BCCI put on the players to go and play in other leagues. I mean, do you think that this could be the first of others and many others who not just, and you're still a young man, you're in your 20s, so you've still got a lot of cricket left in it. Did you feel restricted because of the handcuffs put on you by the BCCI?
Well, obviously, as a cricketer, you want to, explore your opportunities to play cricket around the world. And, nowadays, there's so many good leagues all over the world, like Big Bash, the CPL and so many others. And it's always nice as a cricketer to maximize the opportunities to play cricket, good cricket, to perform as well. And I think, yes, I mean, in the coming days, because obviously leagues is the future of cricket as well. And, in the coming times, there will be players who are not getting that many opportunities in their respective countries to, try out this option. So, I mean, as long as, cricket can grow and people can go to places and we can become better cricketers, I think it's a good step.
Have you spoken to any of your countrymen about, the fact is you haven't played in the Big Bash yet, but you've certainly come to Australia for 4 or 5 days to have that opportunity. Have you spoken to some of your teammates, either through the IPL and or the Indian system to sort of say, should they consider doing the same?
Well, honestly, since the time I announced my retirement from the BCCI, I've been getting lots of calls from not just the players, but the coaches, the administrators. All of them want to explore new opportunities, new fields. And I'm sure that with the interest I'm seeing from around the world especially in India, for players to go out and, play cricket, be in the leagues or wherever, I think it's really increasing. And I'm sure that in the next few years, in the coming times, you'll definitely have more players going out and exploring this option.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll look forward to that. I see overnight, we're going to talk more about your Renegades journey and a few other parts of the journey that's been. And Unmukh Chand is our guest here on Mornings. Glenn Maxwell, the only Aussie retained by the IPL team. Of course, each IPL franchise can retain just 4 players. You can have 2 internationals. He's the only Australian kept on the list. So that means no Dave Warner, no Hazelwood and the like. Are you surprised by that? And how big a name is Glenn Maxwell over there in India through the IPL?
Well, I think, Aussies have always had a great impact, especially when it comes to the IPL. And, we have seen that in every team, probably, they have been the change makers. And obviously, Maxi has a great fan following in India. He has done well over the years for various teams he has played for. And it's great too that, he has been retained, that the RCB has shown a lot of confidence in him. And I think it's great. I mean, he's one of, no doubt, he has been a great player. And, the way he's been playing for whichever team he plays for, I think it's great that he is retained. And I'm sure that obviously if not retained, many other Aussies will definitely be a part of the IPL in the next season. And do well as they always do.
Very much so. Ugmund, just going to ask you, just in regards to your team at the Melbourne Renegades, Sean Marsh is currently injured. He's still in Perth, of course. He's got a calf injury. We know that Aaron Finch is under a bit of an injury cloud after fresh winning the T20 World Cup. You've got a new Renegades captain in Nick Maddison. How has the pre-season been going? It really is an injury-riddled team at the moment, but how's the group going? And you've had a couple of hit-outs yourself.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a very ideal start because we have some injury issues and some of the players will be not available because of the Australia A and the Ashes about to start as well. So that puts us in a bit of a this thing. But I think it's a great opportunity for all the younger players, for all the newer players to step up. And it's a great opportunity. You know, I always look at such times as opportunities where you can actually make an impact. And if you can start well with this, with a new squad, I think it's going to be great going on to the tournament. And I think it's never a smooth journey. And, having had to face it early on, I think it's going to really make us strong. And, character has to be shown in the initial games. And I'm pretty sure with this group, with this talented bunch of boys, I'm sure that, we're going to really step up and do well and fill those shoes, try and fill those shoes as much as we can. So the practice has been going well. We just finished our sort of a quarantine because we came in last week, so the international players were practicing separately with the rest of the crew. Yesterday was the first day where we all practiced together, and it was good. I mean, we played a practice match, and it was good to know the other blokes as well, having spent some time. And I'm sure that the bond is going to get stronger in the next few days, going into the tournament, and really looking forward to the 7th.
Yeah, no doubt. Unmuk Chand is our guest. Through the Indian system, of course, he's now out here playing for the Melbourne Renegades in the upcoming BBL season, just days away. We're just a week away from it all getting underway. You mentioned that you'd been in the States for a couple of months. I'm led to believe it's you could be eligible to play for the USA in 2024. Is that the plan? Is that the plan to play as a United States player in 3 or 4 years' time?
Yes. So according to the ICC rules, so it's around 30 months. So out of the 36 months, you got to be in the country. And so I think, I'll be eligible to play for the US in the 2024 World Cup.
So why? So what's your link? I saw you got married very recently. Yep. Congratulations on that. A very special time for you. I saw those beautiful photos
Thanks
that
so
you,
much.
You posted. That was a very special day mm-hmm. for you. So what's the connection yep. to the US for you?
I mean, when I left the BCCI, I went to the US only, and obviously, being in the States for some time, I realized that it's coming up really well, and they have a strong structure which is building on, and there's a Major League Cricket which is starting, which is going to start next year onwards, which is going to be big, just like the Big Bash and the IPL in India. US is going to have its own league, which is called the Major League Cricket. So that is underway, and they've been calling players from all over the world. We have had a good setup of players who have come in from all over the world, and most of us will get qualified by 2023-24. So you can really expect that good team is gonna form a very good team over there as well. And I mean, it's a very there's a lot of cricket in the US, but obviously there was no. Sort of a pathway to how to build on to the main team, but I think US in general is doing really well. We have a team which is right now playing the qualifiers for the 2023 World Cup, and with the additions of the international players also coming in and also joining the squad, I'm sure that the team is going to get really good. And recently, I think 2 weeks back, there was a news that 2024 World Cup is being hosted in West Indies as well as the US. So, I mean, that's a great start.
Yeah, no doubt. And you've also done some commentary in the Caribbean Premier League, and you're writing books. I mean, you've got it all covered. You've got all bases covered. You must be very excited about what's taking place in your journey so far. And coming to Australia is another part of the chapter.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Australia was the first country I ever toured in my life. And I was 13 years old with Bishan Singh Bedi. He brought a group of players together to New South Wales, and we had a 1 month. We played matches here and there, and then obviously the World Cup happened. Before the World Cup, there was a quadrangular series in Australia, where we won that series, and then the World Cup happened in Australia in 2012. We won the World Cup, and then 2015, 14, I again came back to Darwin with the India A, and we won that series as well. So Australia has been very special to me, to be very honest, and it's great that after I've again come back to Australia, and somehow this you can say that this soil sort of suits me, and it's been great. I mean, yeah, having done commentary in the past, written the book, so I feel really good and really excited about this new chapter in my life, and it's something which I never thought that this would have ever happened, but life has its own ways of showing different things. I'm really glad that this happened, and really looking forward to this brand new chapter and this big opportunity.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to seeing you display your wares for the Melbourne Renegades in the Big Bash season. As far as idols was concerned, now you're going to say Sachin Tendulkar, Virat Kohli. We know, well, I understand all of that, and that's fine. Let's talk about Australian cricketers that you grew up loving and that you may have got to meet or know over the journey. Who are some of the Australian cricketers that were Ukmul Chahan's absolute idols as you were a young man growing up?
Well, so many. I mean, I always cherished watching Australia play, and obviously India-Australia battles have been very, very good and fantastic over the years, and I've been very lucky to have spent time with Ricky Ponting when he was part of the Mumbai Indians. He was coach for Mumbai Indians, and we won that season as well. And so he was my coach that year, and I really enjoyed spending time with him. In my first year with Delhi Daredevils, Finchie was there, and it's good to be reuniting with him. And Finchie was there, David Warner was there, and so many others. And it's great that I'm reuniting with them, and obviously. Seeing the journey over the years, David had just started off that time. Finch had just started off that time, and both having done so well for Australia in the last decade, I think it's a phenomenal thing. And I mean, I always enjoy the way the Aussies play the cricket, and this is something which I really look forward to here. And it's great to be again sort of reuniting with many of my teammates whom I've played with and whom I have played against over the years, and sort of going forward.
Yeah, well, they're looking forward to. I notice that you like all the batsmen. You like Ponting, Finch, and Warner, but you don't like any Aussie
Oh,
bowlers, and that's okay.
no,
You might.
I love Pat Cummins and Mitchell Starc. I mean, they're one of the. I mean, I really love watching them bowl, and really fond of them. Yeah.
Yeah, very true, very true. So, in summary, what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the Renegades? What sort of form are you in? I know you've only had a very small taste, and you talked about just having a, you've been in lockdown, so now you've got to get out and do your thing. What are you going to bring for the Renegades? Where do you see yourself in the system? Where do you see yourself batting? And what are you hoping to achieve in your time down here for in the Big Bash?
Well, obviously, whenever you come to play a tournament, the first thing is you want to win the tournament, right? And that is the whole mindset. And this is what I want to bring to the table, that whatever we do, at the end of the day, it should all be towards a winning cause. And we put our best foot forward to do that. And that's what I like myself to do as well. I mean, play some aggressive cricket, make sure that it's all positive cricket. I'm bringing some positive energy in whatever role I play. And obviously, being a top order batsman, I open the innings, and I've had good few months in the recent past. We had a minor league tournament in US where I got the maximum runs, and I've been feeling good about my batting. It was good outing yesterday as well, where we played a practice match, got some runs as well. So really looking forward to playing here and with this group, and smashing some big runs, and trying to win some games for my team.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, especially up against the Melbourne Stars in the Victorian rivalry, the Melbourne rivalry. Unmut, appreciate your time. Welcome to Australia. Congratulations on your recent the marriage, and may this wonderful cricket journey, which has taken you all around the world, continue. You're a star, and let's hope that we see many more Indian cricketers come down to Australia to play in the Big Bash. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dame. Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.